Hello, everyone. Today is Wednesday, December the 6th. I'm Ryan Hill.
John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinand Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and your family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify. Absolutely nothing less for any reason whatsoever under the sun. We're going to leave a link in the description.
Positively so nothing
that.
Less.
I can't think of a reason you would leave anything less than 5-star. I have thought
just
about it.
Intentionally hateful.
Ad nauseum, and I cannot think of any reason why
you either
do
leave
that.
5 stars or you don't review.
I wouldn't even say that. I don't even want you to do that. I feel like every person on earth should at least review at 5 stars. That's the least you can do. I mean, we're sitting here making the show, but you know, I'm starting to feel my blood boil a little bit. Philippians 2:14-15, it says, "Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights of the world."
Paul's letter always hits. It always is so timely and so applicable to us. Notice that it's not contingent upon how other people are acting. Because a lot of times we'll say that, like, I would, but you don't know what they did. Or you don't know how I've been treated by that person. Okay, I mean, yes, I don't know that. But the command here is for us to do all things without complaining or disputing. We can't control what other people do, what they bring to the situation. But we can't control how we respond.
Yeah, I may not know the intricacies of your life and all the hardships that you've been through, but God does. And God's word, it says, do all things without complaining and disputing. You don't have to take those things into account because they don't have to dictate how you are. They don't have to dictate how you carry yourself in the world. Because the goal is that you become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. It means you want to be like them, then keep complaining, keep griping, keep letting that stuff dictate how you are in this world.
Right.
And you'll become a crooked and perverse generation. But the goal is that we become lights of the world. And you see that a lot in the good deeds that we do, in the way that we take the gospel into the world. We're going to talk about our outreach ministries today. And that's one of the things that we really become lights of the world in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually just talked about this with our children's ministry, with our Awana clubs, that Jesus is the light of the world.
Right.
The Bible also calls us the light of the world, but it's not the light that comes from us. It's Christ's light shining through us.
That's right.
And we've got the opportunity to talk some more about that today. So stay tuned. We're going to grab Dr. Shah and a very special guest, and we'll be back after this.
Hey, what's going on, listeners? My name is John.
And I'm Ellie.
And we just want to take a second and let you know about Dr. Shah's new book on the market right now called Can We Recover the Original Text of the New Testament? Boy, that is a long title.
True, but it's a very simple message. The original text of the New Testament is not only attainable, but there are lots of different ways that scholars go about discovering it.
There's a lot of people out there saying that the original text is lost forever, or that it's hopeless to actually try to find it, or that there's many texts of the New Testament. But alongside Dr. David Allen Black, Dr. Shah has actually compiled papers from some of the world's leading experts in textual criticism, including one written by himself on various methodologies for extracting the original text. And listen, if you're interested in textual criticism, this book is a great introduction to the field.
You can pick up your copy on Amazon, or you can buy it from our church website. That's clearviewbc.org. We're going to leave a link in the description box so you can get your copy today.
Love that. Ellie, let's hop back in.
Let's do it.
Hello, Clearview family. I'm Nicole.
And I'm David.
And we want to talk to you today about the Clearview app.
You know, there are so many churches out there that put their sermons on YouTube and their announcements on Facebook and their prayer list on Periscope.
I didn't even know Periscope was still functional.
Oh, it's not. And that's why nobody can find their church's prayer list and nobody's prayers be getting answered. But here at Clearview, we believe in making our content as accessible as possible.
That's right. Clearview produces so much content every single week, including Dr. Shah's sermons, original music, a full online store, weekly prayer gatherings, and so much more.
Not to mention the number one best-selling Christian talk show of all time.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, maybe not yet, but that's why we want people to download the app.
If you're listening from the Triangle area, we encourage you to check out Clearview Church in person. But if not, you can still follow all of our content on the Clearview app. It's 100% free on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. And best of all of our content is right there in one convenient spot.
Make sure you download the Clearview app today, and let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinand Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we are back again in the studio today with Dr. Abhinand Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, happy Wednesday. It's so good to see you. I'm loving that Marty McFly jacket.
That is very... I didn't even clock that. But that's,
you know
that's
what you can do with this?
What's that?
You can just change around.
Ooh.
And I have reversible.
It's good to course. Have options.
I saw you pull up in a DeLorean. I was like, that's a weird car to be driving.
Oh,
but you the look, flux capacitor.
But I got to say,
the flux capacitor.
Looks good, my friend.
Well, today's a very special episode. We have, those of you who are watching, you know this already, but we have a very special guest with us. Dr. Shah, do you want to introduce our special guest today?
Absolutely. Next to me is Dr. Brandon Taylor, who is the owner, operator, everything you want to say, of Henderson Chiropractic Center.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right, yes, here in Henderson, North Carolina.
Yep.
And he's a good friend, a church member, and a personal blessing to me in my life. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having
You're welcome.
Me.
Yeah, thank you for
very
being
excited
here.
To be here.
Yeah. Are you nervous?
Not really.
But you take people's necks and backs in your hands every single day.
Every single day.
Like 100 times, and you're not nervous on this.
Not at all.
This is okay.
This is okay.
Okay.
So it's funny because I told this story on the podcast about how my wife was complaining about chronic neck pain.
Right.
And she always did this thing where if I didn't want to go to the dentist, the eye doctor, whatever, she would just schedule me.
Right.
So I did the exact same thing. I texted Dr. Taylor and I was like, hey, I'm just going to make an appointment for my wife. And she's gone up there, and for the past, I would say, how long has she been, like a month or so?
About a month, yeah.
No neck pain, back pain at
all. She's doing great.
It's going.
Yeah. I'm a believer.
Yes. It works.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Absolutely.
I used to go, but before we went to Arizona a few years back, I was going, and I had bad neck pain too. And it was crazy. It just stopped. It wasn't like I walked out that day feeling great, that first day feeling good, but it just stopped happening.
Yeah.
My neck just stopped hurting.
That's good.
It was insane. And I fell out of the
practice.
I need to come back.
It works, right?
Yeah, it works. It really
works. Yeah, it's great stuff.
That's how it ought to be, right?
That's
kind of what
right?
you want. That's the result.
If it didn't work, I don't think we'd have a very busy practice.
That's right.
That's true.
You just talk to people. Just, hey, all right, see ya.
That's right.
Well, today, you know, we could talk about chiropractic care, but that's not actually what we're talking about today. We're talking about a very special event in our community that we partner with the Henderson Chiropractic Center on. Dr. Taylor, do you want to talk to us a little bit about what the toy drive is that's coming up and what that means?
Absolutely. So we started doing the toy drive in 2002. Started off, I think, first year we made 134 toys.
Wow.
Which was exciting for us. We started off end of the year, different groups would come by and pick the toys up. Some churches would get the toys. Maybe social service would get some toys. Social service would connect with different school groups, and you know, teachers would reach out to us and guidance counselors, and that's really started to grow. We started coming to church here, and I believe around 2009, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put my hand on the Bible on that, but it's pretty close.
It's close enough.
Yeah, close
we'll
enough.
We'll count it.
Okay. And at the time, Kendall Ministry was just getting started.
That's right.
It was a huge outreach in the community, and we realized that one of the things for Christmas was toys, and the police department was very active, and they were delivering toys in the community, and they were a little short. And so I think we had a conversation when we were in the office.
Absolutely.
And you said, what are you going to do with these toys this year? And I said, you know, we had a couple of issues last year. They didn't come pick the toys up, and it's really stressful. Something that should be great for everybody became a stressful situation. And and you said, how about teaming up with us? And I said, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the rest has been history, and I think last year we had 1,231 toys.
Wow.
Which is really great.
Yeah, it's crazy to see all those toys come like at the same time. Like there's a point where we'll like collect toys here and then move them. Wait, is it we collect
pick them
toys
up
there.
Yeah,
and
we
then
pick,
move them here.
Everybody brings them to the office, and then we have a bunch of Kinder Outreach people come get the toys, and then we bring it back up to the church, and everyone sort of gets together and puts them out. And I have to give a really selfish thing here. If you are not in the Christmas spirit, you should come the day that people come get the toys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I get chills just sitting here thinking about the first time I got to come, and it's just an amazing thing how the community works and how the outreach works.
Right.
And, you know, and Kindle is so much more than just a toy drive. I mean, it's become just a stay for the church and something you guys do all year long for the community. And you know, it's just making Christ visible, and that's what our goal is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, we've been working on that list of names and peoples for years, but then partnering with you. And at the time when I was coming to you, I had back issues going on. A lot of different things were happening.
Yep.
And I started coming to you, and definitely it gave me relief and other things as well. It was sort of God ordained.
Absolutely.
I feel like God set us up together. You know, things happen in our lives. Don't ever look at them as just accidents or just chance. There's always a purpose behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And God is working, and his ultimate goal is to bring people to Christ.
That's right.
Absolutely. To build his kingdom. And so whatever's happening in your life, in my life, what you're doing there, God is connecting us to do something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you and I connected because of my back issues and you started coming to Clearview somewhere around that period, then we talked about this, and now look at how many.
Yeah.
If I could put a number on it, it's everything else we do, toy chests and some other things, close to 400, 500 kids in this community.
Yeah, I think last year it was like 521, if I'm not mistaken, everything with the school drive. And it's just amazing what's going on in this church. It's just amazing. Right.
And if anybody knows about our community, we have the best community in the world. Mm-hmm. That's what I say. You know, we have our issues, but our issues are out there. A lot of places have issues. They just cover them up.
Right,
exactly. Every place has the same issues. It's just kind of swept
under the rug. Right.
The thing for us that's so great is that every year in October, people start asking.
Yes.
Hey, when's the toy drive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we want to go shopping. Or
that's right. They want to care for.
Yeah. And like they're
asking. Neighbor.
Correct. Yeah. And then like this year they said, hey, we want to go to Amazon. Can we just send the toys directly to you guys this year? Mm-hmm. We don't have to bring them in. I said, yeah, send them.
Absolutely.
414 Dad Me Drive. Please send them.
Hey, Ryan, because I know you're really involved as well. Just for anybody listening who's not familiar with how the actual order of operations works, do you want to kind of explain how we partner?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so like just like Dr. Taylor said, people will bring the toys leading up to and that day, which is December 14th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
So they'll drop them off on that day or leading up to that day. And then on the 14th, a team of us from Clearview will
somewhere
go.
Somewhere about 8 o'clock after everything is done.
Yep.
And even at the last moments, people are just dropping off toys.
It's
pretty amazing.
Even as we're loading, people are like, hey, one more, which is great to see that.
They come and put them in the actual loading truck.
Yeah,
they do.
So we load them up, several vehicles, trailer beds full, and bring them back here to the church and kind of lay everything out. Then we have teams from the Kindle Ministry come in and start sorting through things and label them and get them organized for the Kindle Toy Chest that is our outreach event here at Clearview that happens that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So then people, you know, from the community will come in. They will have the opportunity to get a meal. They will hear the gospel, which is the most important thing that we do. And then they will have the chance to shop for their for their families, for their kids.
And to explain what that means, it's let's just put it this way. If a $50 gift is there, they're barely paying maybe a dollar or two.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, we don't need that money. Neither does Dr. Taylor
need
that money.
No.
We just take that money and we send it off to missions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what we tell the people who come and shop, it's not just a handout, it's a hand up.
Exactly.
And we're using your gifts to help somebody else.
Yeah.
And you can just see tears come into their eyes because they realize, oh, wait, I can help someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that we're raising money by doing this. It's actually a very, very, very discounted price.
Oh, yeah.
You can,
like dollar or two.
Yeah. You can tell that it's meaningful for them not just to be given toys to give to their kids, because that's just an exchange of a toy.
Right.
But they're given the opportunity to shop for their kids, which is something they didn't have.
Very dignified.
Right.
Yeah,
they would never have the ability to provide Christmas for their family without this outreach.
And it moves from, I'm so poor, I had to be given this, to look, I can actually afford this.
Yes.
Correct.
And when you can afford something, it does give you that sense of ownership and dignity that like you were
talking
about.
Yeah.
Well, then the other part is the toy is, if we talk about the real reason to do this, is the toy means nothing.
Right.
The toy hopefully is something that brings them to this church.
Yes.
And then we can share, you know, about Jesus Christ with them.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. When I see the two of you guys and how y'all have partnered together, it really encourages me, because one thing you often hear churches or organizations, I would say, is that we're seeking partnership.
Mm.
What they mean is we're seeking you to fund my project.
Mm. Yeah.
I want your money so that we can keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
What I like is that you were both doing this kind of simultaneously. Like, you guys were starting the toy drive in 2002, and we were kind of doing that through the police department with Kindle, but coming together and say, we're both doing the same thing. We can
make
something much bigger than both of us if we...
And now you have even expanded this. Would you want to tell us about who all is connected with you on this?
Yeah, so what we realized is what happened with us is that we as a office were not bringing enough toys to fill the need.
Mm-hmm.
And you already mentioned it, but we do live in a great community.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And we have such wonderful people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Henderson gets thrown on the bus a lot. You know, Channel 5, first thing you want to do is talk about Henderson and none of the good stuff that goes on.
Right, right, right.
Yep.
And we have so many good people.
That's
I mean, our patients are just amazing.
Yes.
You know, the church family is amazing. But, yeah, so sponsors that help us out, Henderson and YMCA mm-hmm. have a box up front. They've been sponsors for the last 3 years. Gear and Beer downtown, across from Mazalon, has been a partner for the last 2 years. CNP Body Shop,
that's right,
is absolutely amazing. Last year, I think they brought 3 boxes to us. I mean,
wow,
just amazing. Yep, great people. First National Bank, mm-hmm. Benchmark Bank, of course, the Chamber of Commerce, and Sandra and all her team does such a huge outreach for our community and such a great job. Grissom's Fertilizer. Anyone knows the Grissoms, obviously, are church members as well.
That's
right. You know, they've already been blasting Facebook, and it got a pretty good competition between our office and their office last year. So,
really?
Yeah. So we had a great time.
That's awesome.
We all like to win, right?
Yeah.
That's
right.
Of course, Dr.
That's
Wooten's office, Dr. Hull's office, the Hair Loft, Mass Drug, William L. Stark and Company, and Overy Marine. They've been our sponsors for the last 3 or 4 years, and they've just gone out of the way. And same thing, they call and say, "Hey, we doing a toy drive this year again?" I said, "I sure hope so." They said, I said, "Great, well, we'll get your boxes to you guys."
That's awesome.
And the amazing thing is, we don't let those toys just sit here. The first couple of years it happens, like, what do we do with this? We still have like 5 bags.
Mm-hmm.
Now we keep in touch with families we know
that are
even, I mean, they're really in a bad situation. So we take those and just give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Giggle. Just take it. Just take it. Just take it.
Yeah.
No use in keeping those toys sitting in the attic.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we do the ministry. People know the rhythm. All that happens. But then at the end of that, find out who needs help.
Right.
And we have people from other counties.
Yep.
Warren County, Franklin County, Granville County, Halifax County. I mean, these toys are going a lot of places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really encouraging to hear people. I mean, not encouraging in this way, but it's encouraging to hear people call the church office and say, "Hey, listen, my son's birthday is next week. I have nothing to give him." We're like, "Hey, we've got it.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Come by the church."
And then we have families, other churches reach out to us and say, "Are y'all still doing that? We'll pay for it." It's like, "No, we don't need any money.
Yeah.
Just you do it and you give God the glory."
That's right.
Absolutely.
Right. Dr. Starr, do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, the other projects that Kindle does and you know, not just relegated to the toy drive, but some other outreach opportunities that Kindle does throughout the year?
Oh, we have a big community luncheon. I mean, and this is downtown. So this is where we collect these names.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
This is where we find out who else needs help. So we have a sign-up table, and so people come eat. We give them household items, food bags, and all that kind of stuff. But then we tell them, if you have needs in your life, especially during Christmas time, please let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll put you down. So that's how we get those names.
Mm-hmm.
We have adopted Owen Davis Park, Flint Hill Park.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So over there, we collect those names. And then we have Fall Festival, Harvest Festival,
mm-hmm.
Advanced Virtual Academy, which is used to be the Henderson Middle School,
mm-hmm.
but now it's Center for Innovation, all part of the public school system.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with them. So all these are sort of funnels to bring us names and peoples so we can then do this thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing is that you guys do such a wonderful job. This is, I just do it one day a year. You guys are ministering to them in the community all year long.
Mm.
So I'm just a little tool here to help you guys do your job. It's I'm just honored to be a part of it.
Well, we're blessed to have you. It's more than just a one day thing that you're doing.
Yes. It is, but I mean that's the
we
really
appreciate
the,
you saying that. Yeah, but we know there's a whole lot more that goes on behind the scenes with you and your wife and your children and your wonderful staff.
My staff, I think, gets more excited about it than I do. I mean, they start every year. Now, we need to pick our date.
You know,
pick a last quarter. It's December. Yeah. Now, last year, remember, we did it 1 year early in December and wasn't a good turnout. We need to do wait, closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
Everybody's in the spirit. I said, okay, guys, you know, you run it. I'm just up here to do what y'all tell me to do every day anyway.
If you are a church or an organization somewhere on the East Coast and you're listening to this, or even if you're just anywhere in the world listening on the podcast.
Yeah, because we already talked about people sending through Amazon.
Yeah, so, that's
absolutely.
True.
If you're listening anywhere, you can do this.
That's right.
And you want, if someone wants to start this in their community, like, there's nothing like this going on in my community, I want to start this, but I don't know how to start. What would you say is the first step to actually getting something like this started?
Oh, first, I would say just have a heart for people.
Mm.
You know, get in your mind that Jesus came to give his life for the lost. And it doesn't matter who they are. People living in nice, wonderful, country club homes, or they're living in inner cities. You have to have a heart for them. Mm-hmm. And when you have Christ as your Savior and your King, you cannot help but want to have the same gift for them.
Right. Yeah.
And once that is established, man, God will open doors for you, just the way our partnership here is with Henderson Chiropractic Center. God will bring people into your life, mm-hmm. and start organizing, start doing things early, and begin this process of blessing children.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, John, we all started, I used to grow, obviously, if you don't know me, I grew up in South Hill and worked for a doctor over there. His name is Kel Fleshood and his wife, Nancy, and they were in practice about 30 years, and they did a food drive. Mm-hmm. And you want to copy people who are successful,
right?
But for us, we were young at the time, and I just wanted to do toys. I just didn't have food in my heart. And they did it for many, many years, and gave back to the community. And the last year before we started here in practice in 2002, we were there, and they actually backed a U-Haul truck up. Mm-hmm. To the front of their office and fill the U-Haul up with food.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing.
That's incredible.
So, you know, he taught me about giving back, and my mm-hmm. parents taught me about, you know, give back to the community that you live in, because they ultimately take care of you. I mean, they help me pay our bills, and, yes. you know, they're great people. So that's how, you know, I stole the idea from him. And then, but once the toys and then the connection with the church came together, it's just exploded. So yeah, it's not me. I mean, it's God's work. It's not,
Amen.
It's not me.
Yeah.
It's super encouraging to see that, because I think there are a lot of people out there who don't have the heart, but have the resources, or have the resources, but I mean, don't vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they're looking for that one thing to trigger and that explosion that we're talking about. And I love your answer too, because a lot of us are listening to podcasts and watching YouTube videos and saying, what are the steps? How do I get started?
Yeah.
And it's, we don't want to hear wait and let God's God work that in your life.
Yeah.
But that is how it worked, and that's really how it happened.
That's what happened. I mean, it's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
That's what happened with us.
And you saw that in that doctor mentor friend of yours.
Yep.
And then I saw that growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My home church, my dad's church, was always giving, always doing things. We would have food. I was listening to the radio show today, our podcast today, mm-hmm. on how we used to have dinners for the homeless people.
Sure. Yeah.
And we would sit with them and eat. And that was tough.
I'm sure.
That was tough, because, man, you were like, wow, this guy scares me. I don't know what he says. But then when you realize, man, they're just human beings.
Yes. Right.
They're just like you, didn't have the opportunity, but God has entrusted you, just like you said, the giving back thing, he has entrusted you to go and take care of your neighbor.
Absolutely.
You know, and once you have that heart, man,
well, I think that speaks volumes, because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but in India, that's a much bigger deal than sitting down with, you know, downtrodden people here.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Because here, it's like, you're kind of seen as a good person. Oh, it's good of you to do that. But, you know, overseas, they don't view it that way.
That's right. Wow. That's right. And here, I am so glad for our community coming together. And when they think of Henderson Chiropractic, or they think of Clearview, or whatever church it is who's doing things like this, it should bring a smile to your face.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I get excited every year. It's my favorite day of the year. I mean, I love it. I mean, you know, and until we do it, I'm sort of bah humbug about Christmas, and then we do it, and I'm like...
See, I feel the same
way.
That's
like the switch. That's
it's like all these
Christmas
toys
time.
Show up, and I'm like, oh my God, look at all these people. People care about each other still. Yeah. And you can talk about this and the news media.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of it. I just turn it off. I haven't watched the news in 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't
same
care.
Here.
Yeah. I don't
it's
care
about
anymore.
The same time
because they just tell stories that aren't true.
Yeah.
People are still good Christian people.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In the last few minutes that we have, I'm really interested to know, Dr. Taylor, maybe you first and then Dr. Shaw, to see this event and this, you know, this kind of milestone event in our community grow over the years. What has that been like for you, just to watch the growth in the toy drive and then the toy chest here with Kendall?
For me, it's just been super exciting. Number one is that the amount of people who hear who care about other people.
Yeah.
And you know, and then last year, especially as, you know, if you're coming to the church and my faith has grown, to think that a $12 toy could leave a child of Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
That's a great line. That's a great line.
I mean, think about the relationship that gets started. And I know you talked about Kendall Ministry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you obviously, typically in Christmas time, we all want to give to people, right? That's sort of the world we live in, right? And but the Kendall Ministry goes all year round, so it's a wonderful event, John. I'm just so excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. I want to comment on that because I think that did something for me. And if you're listening to this right now, you're like driving down the road or you're at home, I feel like go and do it now because it's like, would you pay for a $12 toy if it led a kid to Jesus Christ? It's like, well, yeah, of course I would.
Sure.
So why won't?
Why won't you?
Yeah. Right. So do it.
Yeah. So why won't you?
Yeah. If that line didn't hit you, then you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
And that's the point of this thing. I mean, we can talk about all these wonderful things, but if a $12 toy we get $2 toys, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If that leads a child to Jesus Christ, he comes up here and hears the gospel, or his mom hears the gospel and can lead that child to that. Yeah. Whether you come out of church or not, just go to church.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. Right?
Yes. Yeah. And I can top that. But it not only changes their eternal destiny, but they become different people in this life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They become people who love each other, they become good citizens, they become contributing members of society. Mm-hmm. Just because someone somewhere cared while they were going through a difficult time, somebody brought them a toy at Christmas.
Somebody took a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all need someone to take a chance on us.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
I love it.
That's right. Okay. Here's the big ask. If people want to donate, if you want to bring toys, what's the best way to do that?
Just drop them by the office. We're there Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 5:30. We're there Fridays from 7:30 until 12. Mm-hmm. The address is 414 Dabney Drive, Henderson, North Carolina, 27536. If you want to send something to Amazon, we'll just bring it to the office. We always can, like, they can bring you guys at church as well. I mean, it's about keeping the toys for the kids. That's what it's all about.
And right? I thank you for giving that address because that is your challenge. You can do it right now. It doesn't matter if you're at home. It doesn't matter if you're driving. Well, get to where you're going if you're driving.
Yeah, maybe don't do it while you're driving.
But that's the challenge probably not is it. Do it. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Don't do it at the end of the day. Go ahead and do it. And again, that $12 toy could lead a child to Jesus Christ, and you are to thank for that.
Yeah, and this is something you can do from anywhere. So if you're listening and you're not local, you're like, hey, maybe I can't swing by and I'm not, you know, just right up the road. You can do this from anywhere, just on Amazon. Just put in the address one more time for us, Dr. Taylor.
414 Dabney, Dabney Drive, Henderson, North Carolina, 27536.
That's right. And if you have questions about how to do that, make sure you contact us here at the Clearview Today Show, 252-582-5028. You can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com. Be a part of what God is doing through this event.
When is the toy drive? When's the deadline for the drop-off?
December 14th and 5:30 at night.
You got a week. You got a week. That's Go ahead
right.
and do it.
Yeah. That's right. And if I can read this one scripture from Psalm 139 and verse 13, it says, "For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb, for I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." And then it says in verse 15, "My frame was not hidden from you." Now, you work with frames all the time.
All day long. All day long, every day.
I had to read that scripture. That's I was great. Like, I have to read that. Yeah. My frame. That's if right. your frame is out of whack. Man, you, come see Dr. Taylor.
That's right.
And that's not why you came here, I am a satisfied customer. Yes.
I appreciate you guys saying that and saying nice things about me, but this is not about that.
That's right. Yeah.
This is about a child receiving something at Amen. Christmas that we hope Amen. Will lead them to see Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's why we do this.
Amen. That's right.
Love it.
Amen. Dr. Taylor, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank
today.
You guys for having us so much. I feel like we're honored to even sit in the room with you.
Oh, man.
Now we got to bring you back
that's
and
right,
talk about other things like maybe basketball and football.
We could talk about any of that stuff you'd like to. Yeah, yeah.
We'll have you back for sure.
All right, great.
If you guys are interested in partnering with Henderson Chiropractic Center and us here at Clearview Church for the toy drive coming up, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. We'd be happy to let you know how to do that. Be a part of what God is doing here in our community and beyond this Christmas season. John, what's coming up on tomorrow's episode?
You remember how I told you I love women's fiction? Just the romance.
That was a hard departure from...
I'm answering your question unequivocally.
Okay.
May I continue?
Please. I'm scared of where this is going.
I want stories that's got romance, sure. love, shifting love interests,
sure.
intrigue, plots of murder. We're talking about the book of Esther, my friend.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Talking about Esther right. tomorrow. You okay. didn't know it had all that stuff. All I bet right. most of y'all ain't even read it. Y'all to read. Go ahead and read the book of Esther and then join us tomorrow.
Prep yourself for tomorrow's episode.
Something about the bold and beautiful.
Dude,
hey,
similar.
That may be the subtitle of the book of Esther. Yeah. Esther, the bold and the beautiful.
Hey, that's good, man.
You know, like that. Not original, but it'll work. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.